Chapter 135. Infinite Attention. What could that be about? The opposite, perhaps, of infinite distraction. What would that look like? A good cop, bad cop dichotomy. Attention good, distraction bad. Or not? Are they not two different ways of going about the same activity? The direct and the indirect, as the crow flies, versus getting lost. This constant moving that the mind so enjoys, picking at threads or tiny seeds, skipping and skimming the surface like a dragonfly, or diving like a hawk upon its prey. All being perfectly valid and bringing to light their hidden treasures, distraction being a natural state is not to be avoided, surely, but embraced, enjoyed and applauded. This, I think, as I lie on a marble slab. I am not dead as yet. I am in the sauna, in the Bethnal Green public baths, as an ex-stevedore or the like, with thick python-like tattooed arms, scrubs my back with a substantial brush in his considerable hands, the brush previously primed on a colossal bar of soap. Am I Gulliver in reverse? A miniature figure being attended by giants. I entertain this amusing image as I lie there pinned to the slab in my own suds, daydreaming. What a delight that can be. Assign it to distraction. Stick it in the box over there between epiphany and serendipity. I am drifting in thought while layers of epidermis are stripped from my exterior and sent eddying down an underworld drain, possibly all the way to the Thames and into the Channel, leaving me as red and raw as a babe just born. Strange as it may seem, the massage experience is in fact supposedly a gift to myself, calculated to arouse me from a dangerous inclination towards hibernation, brought on by a lack of light, low skies and temperatures, and by a drastic change in diet and surroundings. When faced with general gloom, lingering doom, not to mention the current political situation and a certain overall lack of prospects, it is not far-fetched to consider rolling into a ball in a sheltered place, inside a hollow log or shallow seasonal grave of sorts, covered with loose soil, sticks and leaves. The aim of this latest massage and scouring venture being to get the blood flowing again, to slip back into the old self, to see the bright side again, the roses rather than the thorns, against all odds, as odds do tend to follow one around, well, this one at least. Proactive, you could call it, the opposite of aimless. Aimfully, if such a word exists. Reverie interrupted, I am stood in a corner and hosed down by the stevedore in his wide apron and Wellingtons, looking alarmingly like an employee at the abattoir. The jet of water is breathtakingly cold, sending a shock running through my body from top to bottom, as if struck by lightning. Mission accomplished. Flushed and tousled as I wander bewildered into the street, I feel myself to be primed and activated once more, alternating like AC current from attention to distraction and back again, zipping and unzipping new glimpses of mysterious bundles of possibility and promise, which, as far as I can see, is a very good place to be.